To the physicians at Mission Hospital, part of St. Joseph Health System, even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's time now for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Do you suffer with arthritis, pain, or stiffness in your hips? At Mission Hospital, we offer the latest minimally invasive procedures proven to minimize pain and shorten recovery time. My guest is Dr. Samuel Park. He's a certified orthopedic surgeon with Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Park. Let's talk about anterior hip replacement. First of all, what would send somebody to see you to even consider this?
I think my typical patient who gets a hip replacement is around 60. They mainly have groin pain or posterior buttock pain. Sometimes it radiates down to their knee, I'd say about 20% of the time. But mainly the patients who are having significant pain where it disables them to either limit their ambulation, have difficulty sleeping, or just having difficulty doing the activities they would like to do.
Okay, so general, you know, pain and really getting uncomfortable, they come to see you.
Correct.
You do what? Do you always start with an X-ray, MRI, to see if it's ligamentous, bone on bone, if there's, you know, cartilage gone? What do you do at first to find out what's going on?
I always first listen to the patient and make sure exactly what's going on, see what's bothering them. And number two, I always get X-rays of their hips and to be assured what is going on. I don't really need an MRI in the beginning. MRI is a lot more specific, gives me a better understanding of the soft tissues. Arthritis is a condition of the cartilage and bone. And X-rays do an excellent job, and it's very quick, very affordable, and that gives me an excellent idea of what the bony anatomy is and how much wear and tear has occurred in their hip.
Okay, so hips, just like any joint in our body, start to wear away. And
correct.
I would suspect that most of the patients that you see regarding hips, you know, maybe a shoulder is different. Someone's got a rotator cuff tear that just won't seem to, you know, get any better, even knees. But hips tend to be more for people that are older. It's wear and tear.
Correct.
You know, we've put a lot of years on our poor hips. So what then next? Do you start people with anti-inflammatories, try and do your best in that, or do you say, let's look into these minimally invasive surgeries?
I try to be as conservative a surgeon as possible. My first is always doing non-invasive measures of treating the hip. Number one, I recommend physical therapy, weight loss, because the hip experiences about 2 to 3 times your body weight. So any amount of weight loss is actually quite helpful. Number three, I help often prescribe anti-inflammatory meds and see how long we could treat them conservatively. The downside of hip replacement is these prostheses, although they're excellent and have a track record of maybe 15 to 20 years, they do have a limited amount of time to work. So I prefer my patient to try all conservative measures before even considering a more invasive procedure such as a hip replacement. I always tell my patients the best way to understand a hip replacement is or arthritis is it's kind of like a brake pad. The brake pad has worn out. The space in between the rotor and the brake has, you know, gone shaven down. So that's how I usually explain wear and tear arthritis, which is osteoarthritis.
Okay, generally that's going to be the most common. Now you do an anterior hip replacement.
Correct.
Explain a little bit about that. First, tell me, who is a candidate for that type of surgery?
Sure. I would say about 95% of my patients who are getting a primary hip, which means they never had hip surgery before done on their hip, can get an anterior hip. The advantages of anterior hip is that the recovery is much quicker. Going through the front of the hip is actually a much easier approach in terms of there is no muscles to be cut. It's a true layer between two different nerve regions. In essence, I could cut no muscles at all. As opposed to posterior hip, I have to cut about 5 or 6 muscle groups. What that causes is increased pain, slower recovery, and a higher risk of dislocation. As a surgeon, I like the anterior approach because I'm allowed to take X-rays of the patient while I'm doing surgeries. This allows me to precisely put in the instruments exactly to where I want them. This has two advantages. Number one is it creates more stability to the hip joint because the prostheses are put in an appropriate level or appropriate position. Number two, allows a longer longevity of the joints as the wear rates of these components are optimized by the optimal component positioning.
Okay, so this anterior approach, certainly less, you know, less invasive, and pretty much that, you know, makes it a little bit more something that people are going to want to look at. So there are benefits to this: shorter hospital stay, smaller incision, you know, maybe less trauma. Explain the less trauma, because I think that that's an important thing. People always think of replacement surgeries as having to cut all the muscles around a joint. They go in there and, you know, you put in a new joint and then reconnect all these muscles, scar tissue, recovery times. But this is different, right? You're not cutting all these muscles.
I'm cutting actually no muscles. I think the best way to think of minimally invasive is not think about incision length, because incision length is just a skin incision. Minimally invasive should be the least amount of physiological damage to the person. Cutting the skin does cause damage, but what's more important is how much damage are you doing to the muscles. Because skin will heal, but once muscles are cut, when they heal, they don't function as well. As you go through the front, you're going between muscle groups. You're literally spreading these muscle groups with your fingers. That's what I do in the operation. They just slide away from each other. The natural plane that exists in the human body that we're taking advantage of. And because of this, the recovery is so much quicker. The pain is so much less. If you look at MRI studies where they take MRIs of the hip done through a posterior approach and anterior approach, you see a significant amount of edema, which is inflammation around tissues gone through the posterior approach. The anterior approach is a very different picture.
Well, it spares those tissues from the trauma.
Correct.
And that lengthy healing process that goes with that, keeping the muscles intact, so that it also prevents the, you know, dislocation. So after the fact,
right,
people are what? What can they expect post-recovery from an anterior hip replacement?
When I do my anterior hips, most of my patients are walking the same day of surgery. On post-op day one, I would say about 75% to 85% are able to do stairs. About half of my patients go home the same day. And then if there's any issues, of course, they stay another couple of days. Most of my patients feel that the hip pain is actually dramatically less than what they had before surgery. Most of my patients, all the hip pain they had, turns out arthritis pain is gone. But of course, it's replaced by incisional pain from the operation, which they actually tolerate quite well.
Well, and that's to be expected, really, with any time, you know, that there's even a small incision. What about limited hip motion after surgery? And what do patients have to do? I know that, you know, Dr. Park, it depends on each patient, but limiting the flexion of the hip, you know, do you explain this to them, or do you just really want them with physical therapy the whole time?
We have a class set up to explain prior to surgery and all the different restrictions that are placed after hip surgery. That's another advantage of the anterior approaches. The restrictions are pretty mild. They're mainly not allowed to hyperextend your hip, which means it's actually a non-physiological maneuver. It's basically if you're what we call bridging, is when you put a bedpan underneath yourself and you kind of extend your torso from a laying position, which is
lifting up your tush and pushing forward on that hip.
Correct. Or rotating your leg externally more than 90 degrees, which is not a normal thing most people do.
So sitting in a chair. If
no
they're
problem.
Sitting in a chair, getting up and down from a chair, stairs. What about stairs?
All of those restrictions are not placed on anterior hips or posterior hip. You shouldn't be bending your hip more than 90 degrees, which is a common thing most people do in their normal life.
So what would preclude somebody from being able to have an anterior hip versus, you know, a full-on posterior?
At this point, if they had a previous hip surgery, such as they had a hip replacement done, and then I need to take that prosthesis out, then I prefer going from the posterior approach as it affords me a little bit more exposure of what I need to see. Except for that, there's some rare cases when they have significant bony deformity, from such as a dysplasia of the hip. That's basically it.
Okay, so people come in to see you. You assess their situation and figure out whether they're a good candidate for this anterior hip replacement. Why don't you, Dr. Park, wrap it up for us and give us your very best advice on people considering hip replacement or finding out that they do need this type of surgery?
I would say the best advice is take it slow. Make sure hip replacement surgery is what you want. Make sure that the pain you have is significant, because, you know, surgery is surgery. They're a risk surgery. But once you feel like you have hip arthritis and you find a comfortable comfortable doctor, make sure you have able to communicate and comfortable with their experience about hip and knee replacements. The most important thing is not the approach, but it's the comfort level you have and the confidence level you have in your surgeon / physician.
Well, that is so important, and thank you so much, Dr. Samuel Park, certified orthopedic surgeon with Mission Hospital. You are listening to Mission Radio. For more information on anterior hip replacement, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission4health.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.